as we start our GA review for 2020 with Donegal senior team manager Declan Bonner, who joins us live via Zoom. A very good afternoon to you, Declan, and a very happy Christmas, first of all.
Yeah, afternoon, Oisin, and same to you and your viewers.
Well, Declan, I suppose a quick summary of the year, a disrupted year with COVID. Donegal, of course, did resume and stayed up, kept their position in Division 1 of the National Football League. And you guys were on track for what would have been a first ever 3-in-a-row Ulster titles for a Donegal senior football team. But it was Cavan who were crowned Ulster champions for the first time in 23 years after beating Donegal. 113 to 12 points was how that game ended. I seen earlier this week, Eamon McGee says he will be making himself available to you, Declan, for 2021, which I'm sure is a huge boost. Neil McGee, that is, sorry. He is quoted in the Donegal News. The only way to get something like that out of your system is to get back at it and make it right. Declan, you've decided to continue in your position and take up the third year that was offered last year. And I'm sure that statement's sitting with you as well, making it right next year. Is that your thinking?
Yeah, listen, that's part of it. Oisin, you know, I suppose it's been a difficult year, I suppose, as you said at the start. Initially, we started off the McKenna Cup and we had difficulty. We won the first match in the semi-finals, maybe against Monaghan, and we had a clash of colleges and ended up between colleges and a flu virus within the camp. We ended up with 12, 13 players, so we couldn't field in that McKenna Cup. But the National League started in February, and Mayo was the first, a match we probably should have won. We got caught with a late goal against Mayo that ended up a draw match. But, you know, we felt our performance going into those first four or five matches were reasonably good. Albeit we lost to Dublin by a late goal also in Croke Park. We'd finished the first five matches with Monaghan, comprehensively beaten Monaghan and Ballyshannon, and then lockdown kicked in, which was difficult. It was a difficult period, no doubt about it. And, you know, we didn't get back playing again until a National League match against Tyrone in Ballybuffet. Yeah, our priority was to remain playing Division 1 football, and we done that. And, you know, the championship, while it started well for us with Tyrone and victories over Tyrone and Armagh, it was a disappointing end. There's no doubt about that there. And, you know, that's the game that's in our mind at the moment. And, you know, yeah, we've got to try and rectify a few wrongs in 2021.
I know in the minutes after that defeat, I asked you, could you basically put your finger on what went wrong? As time has passed, have you figured out, Declan, what happened that day that the Donegal couldn't reach the levels that you did in the previous two matches?
It's not that easy, actually, to be quite honest. You know, we had our review and we'll be getting back at it now as a group fairly shortly, but not that easy just to put a finger on any one aspect. Yeah, definitely, you know, with ball in hand, and we had a lot of ball. I mean, in terms of looking back at the game and looking at our kickers for and against, it was strong. We had a lot of ball in hand, but, you know, we just didn't convert those chances that we normally would. And, you know, in fairness to Cavan, like, they stuck at it and they made life difficult, and that's what you're going to get in championship football. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. And but yeah, it was disappointing, especially that second half performance, and it wasn't good enough to win an Ulster title. And, you know, Cavan went on and won it.
Yeah, we're not going to dwell on it too much, Declan, but what were the positives this year from your point of view? If you can find positives in what was a disappointing year.
I wouldn't say it was a disappointing year. I would say it was a disappointing end. Yeah. A disappointing last game, to be quite honest. So, you know, and we had a look at all the games that, you know, that we played. And there was a number of games that we probably could have, you know, we got caught with late goals against Dublin in the National League, and also against Mayo, as I said earlier on. And that's probably something that we looked at. We also conceded a late goal against Cavan in Armagh. Yeah, there's a lot of lads who came back, made their championship debuts. Got a lot of game time, like Patrick Morgan, who was excellent, Keelan McGonigal, who had an excellent championship. Those guys, you know, real positives. And again, listen, you can't fault the effort or commitment of the group. And but as I say, we've got to learn from that defeat against Cavan. We've got to move on. It's going to be a difficult game, 2021. It's going to be similar to, you know, there's going to be no spectators. It's going to be COVID still about, still rampant. And yeah, we get back, I'd say, in the next couple of weeks, and it's not, as I say, it's going to be another difficult campaign, and we're in along with, you know, the many Ulster championship with Donegal, Tyrone, Monaghan and Armagh in the National League Division 1. So again, it's going to be difficult and some exciting games to start off with.
Yeah, what you're thinking on the structures then, Declan? I know, listen, you have to deal with the cards that you're being given, but are you happy with how the officials at Croke Park have decided to continue with next year?
Well, listen, one thing that we wanted to do in 2020 was to play football and get back playing football. And, you know, that was from a number of points, you know, from it was great, I think, over the last 10, 12 weeks that there was football and gave people an opportunity to talk about something other than COVID and all the negativity that's out there in the news at the minute. So it was great for people to sit back and watch those games in their own home. I know it's not the same as being there, but 2021, listen, we're just glad that we're going to go back playing football again pretty early in the new year. And let's hope that this vaccine works, and maybe by the end of the championship that there will be spectators allowed into the ground.
Yeah. You mentioned about the younger players and guys that had good seasons, Kyle McGonigal and Pater Mogan. And I'm going to single out Pater because we actually had him on course to be the player of the championship if the championship was to go Donegal's way, because we thought he was phenomenal in the first two games. Are you going to add to your squad now ahead of next year, Declan, or what you're thinking? I'm sure you watch the club championship with a lot of interest. Is there players there who will be brought in again now come next year?
Yeah, listen, there'll always be a number of changes, Oisin. I think we know, by and large, we've got the bulk of what we feel are the best available players to us, and all of those guys will have committed to 2021. And yeah, we will be looking at bringing in a couple of lads, no doubt about that. There, always you need to freshen things up too, and as I say, that's important. But the majority, you know, if we're going to move forward in 2021, it'll probably be with the bulk of what we had in 2020, Oisin. And yeah, as I say, we've got to take the learnings, especially from that last game, and as I say, move on in 2021. And as I say, it's not going to be easy. You know, if you look at those teams in Ulster that I mentioned, that they'll be the forefront of the Ulster Championship also. There's been changes in management setups in all of those counties. Monaghan are taking on a new Donnie Buckley, one of the most highly respected coaches in the country. He's coming along with Johnny Davis and doing the S&C. Armagh brought in Kieran Donaghy. Tyrone brought in a whole new management team. So yeah, it's going to be, as I said, it's going to be exciting. But you know, we feel that we have made grounds, even though it doesn't feel like it when you get beaten in Ulster final. We have made grounds in 2020, but we've got to kick on really big time now in 2021.
Is it fair to say then, Declan, there's more learnings in hurt than what there is in success? Would that be fair enough? That maybe you have to suffer a very, very disappointing defeat maybe to go to another level again?
Listen, you know, yeah, it's easy enough probably saying that, but yeah, sometimes in defeat you do learn a lot more, that's for sure. But you know, the weeks after that Cavan game, the Ulster final, was, you know, they were difficult for everyone involved, to be quite honest, players, management alike. And as I said, we got together a couple of weeks after that just to review season and especially review the match against Cavan. But no, it hasn't been easy, but you know, we have now, it's a quick turnaround. As I say, we're back on the pitch in January, I think January the 15th, and those league games will come pretty quickly once we hit the end of February.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to just bring Dermot in with a question here, Declan. Dermot?
Yeah, Declan, I'm just wondering what life is like for you, what life is like for a county manager at this time of the year, Christmas and New Year. Is it a downtime for you? Do you put the feet up, Declan, or do you be on the phone a bit like Ollie Horgan, talking to players, talking to other managers from other counties and seeing what's involved there?
Yeah, listen, Dermot, it doesn't stop, that's for sure. No, there's very little downtime, to be quite honest, especially with a quick turnaround and, you know, looking and identifying, probably, you know, adding to the squad. Management, there'll be a number of changes to the backroom team, getting that sorted out. And so there's always a fair bit of stuff going on and planning again, for, as I say, for 2021. So, no, very little downtime, but listen, that's part and parcel of management, especially at this level.
And also, Declan, away from the county scene, you're still very much involved with your own club as well. And it was a big year for Narossa because you celebrated the opening of your new club grounds.
Yeah, it was great, Dermot. You know, we've been over in, since far back as I remember, going back 40 years when the club was founded. We were based over in Dewey, just right on the Atlantic Ocean, and Nenny's big game was over there, and that's where we travelled over and back for 40 years. So it was great to move on to the main road just across from the chapel there and Letterkenny Ward. And yeah, we've got a number of games there this year. But, you know, probably with the difficult season it's been through COVID and everything else, it wasn't that easy. But listen, we're looking forward now to getting a real run at it in 2021. It's a club that's continuing to struggle for numbers. Hasn't been easy either. But we'll continue to fight that battle. And as I say, we have that new facility there now, which is going to be great for us moving forward.
OK, Declan, do you still get tempted to pull the boots on and step onto the field and play a bit of ball, do you?
Sometimes you do, but I think the age has finally caught up us, you know, so I'm going to have to definitely take a backward step now going forward. But now, listen, you know, as I said, 2020's gone. It's been a difficult year for everyone, not just in sport, but we're looking forward to 2021. And, you know, the one thing about GAA and all sport, it's brilliant. It's great to have it. And, you know, I've spoken in the past about mental health, and, you know, it's so, so important, especially for these young lads now, that they have something to look forward to in 2021.
Okay, just before you go, there was a lot of talk, Declan, about the gulf between Dublin and the rest of the counties and the country. And listen, Dublin were the best team again, and deservedly so, winning the All-Ireland. There's all sorts of talk about, let's split Dublin into two and three and even four sides, and maybe reducing money that's allowed to be spent on inter-county football and training and setups. What's your belief in all this, Declan? Where do you see the situation with Dublin, and what can be done? Or is it a case just that the rest of you all have to play catch-up?
Well, I think it's a bit nonsensical to be looking at splitting Dublin up in any form. Dublin are a good side. They got their house in order 20 years ago, the best part of 20 years ago, under John Costello. And, you know, he set the structures and put structures in place. The rest of us have to play. There's no doubt we're playing catch-up. And people talk about money and money that's been pumped in. Yeah, money is part of it. There's no doubt about it. But it didn't mean the structures have to be in place. And I see a lot of counties getting their house in order now. We definitely have. I know we have Convoy there now. It's a great facility they have, but we've got to get those structures in place. We've got to look at the academy. We've got to look at to make sure Donegal's sustainable moving forward. It does cost money. That's the bottom line, and we've got to be up there with those top teams, because you definitely can see a gap developing if we're left behind like that. We need the best people involved. We need the top coaches. We need the best management. We need all the top professionals involved. And that's going to take, as I say, that's going to take money. I'm not saying we go down the professional route, but, you know, to fund that and to set up the proper, as I say, proper structures going through the academy, we need those people involved. And it's going to take some money.
Okay, just finding the deck, you touched on it about changes to your backroom team and changes that you're making ahead of the year. We know the likes of Paul Fisher, who was with you, has decided to step away. On the programme live, do you have anything to tell us about changes that are coming, or is it a case that you're still finalising them and trying to cross the T's and dot the I's?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, that's you know, I'll be touching base with the players again over the next number of days, and I'm very close to finalising the backroom team. It's almost there. So just a few things to get tied up now in the next couple of days. And once we get that done, we will meet up with the players again. And as I say, the plans are in place then for 2021.
Okay, listen, Declan, many thanks for joining us and taking time out to come on the programme live this afternoon as we recap the year. Enjoy the rest of Christmas and have a happy new year. We wish you every success in 2021.
Thanks very much. Same to you all. Thank you.
Declan Bonner, Donegal senior team manager, joining us live on the programme. Chris Ashmore, of course, is also part of the team with us this afternoon. And Chris, there was, of course, a lot of hype and expectation about Donegal, and I think it was very unfair to the likes of Cavan and some of the other teams around Ulster that there was this talk about Donegal and they would be the only team to put it up to Dublin, and that didn't materialise, so it didn't.
Well, not for the first time. The Ulster Championship showing just how difficult it is to win. And, of course, we had the surprises in other provinces as well this year, in a remarkable year, not least Tipperary's great surge through Munster. And, you know, so many talking points that we wouldn't have expected. And here's another one with all the talk about Dublin. I mean, if Dublin was split into two counties, what about an All-Ireland final, North Dublin against South Dublin?
Oh, we're just tough. Anyway, what, Charlie McGeever, Tipperary, of course, winning a Munster title. Fantastic achievement by them, and a Donegal man involved, Chris.
Yes, Charlie McGeever, of course, many people up here would have known him through his exploits with soccer, a number of clubs, including Fannad and Finn Harps, also very much involved with Glenay, and a good himself as well. And he had success with Clonmel Commercials, and it's great to see another force in Munster football coming through, and certainly Charlie had a big hand in that, and it'll be interesting as well to see how they get on next year.
Yeah, we're just going to stay in the Ulster Championship, Diarmaid, because there's a lot of changes, of course, around Tyrone. Declan mentioned it there, and Tyrone, with all their changes and players to come back from injury, they could be a huge force in the Northern Province next year, so they could.
Yeah, and the thing is, Declan mentioned it there in his piece, Oisin, the changes in management at other other counties. You wonder how it is going to actually, you know, work out. Will it take time for these changes to you know, make their mark? Sligo have had management changes as well. I was on doing the sport on Highland one Tuesday morning when the night before Mickey Hart's appointment as Louth was confirmed. It caught most national GA reporters by surprise, and I think it took a few people by surprise in County Louth as well. Changes, as you say, in Tyrone, new management put in place there, and Tyrone, of course, going into the 2021 season after the disappointment of losing out against Donegal in Ulster this year, one wonders how Tyrone would have done had they kicked on and beaten Donegal that day. Could they have gone on and won Ulster? All these questions, I suppose, no point in asking them now at this stage. But Tyrone, listen, they're never far away, are they? And with new management in place, well, they will go into the new year on a positive note.
Yeah, and a lot of Tyrone supporters, of course, surely excited about the combination of Muster McKenna and the returning Cathal McShane next year. As for Derry, they're continuing to develop as well under Rory Geller. They'll be looking for promotion in the league, and they'll need some exceptional performances, of course, if they are going to play in the Sam Maguire competition. There's changes to the championship afoot as well, so Derry will at the very least need promotion coming out of the league, and they'll also need a good Ulster championship as well if they are to be part of the Sam Maguire competition going forward. But Derry trying to get their house in order and trying to work their way up through the different levels of football once again, and getting back into Division 1 of the league. That is the primary target first of all. We're going to return to the Gaelic football shortly. We're also going to have news here at the top of the hour, and also on the way, we're going to recap what was a hugely successful year on the hurling front. Donegal, of course, Nicky Rackard champions once again. And you're welcome back to our Sports Review of the Year programme here on Highland. Before we turn our attention to the Donegal hurling success this year, our question once again in our competition: who is the current Republic of Ireland senior manager? All you have to do is stick your answer, your name and address onto a text to 086 60 25,000. That's 086 60 25,000, and you'll be in with a chance of winning a fantastic prize that we have on offer today. It's a signed Republic of Ireland jersey from the European 2012 Championships, where Ireland played Croatia in Poznan. Again, we thank Aidan McNeilis and Cathy Taff of Van Harps for supplying this wonderful prize for us, and somebody will win that today later on in the programme. Get your answers in now to 086 60 25,000. We go back to Gaelic Games, a review of the year 2020. The standout, I suppose, performance, it's fair to say, Chris Ashmore, came from the Donegal Hurlers this year.
Yes, a great year for the Donegal Hurlers. Donegal winning the Nicky Rackard Cup as they defeated a fancied Mayo side, 318 to 21 points at Croke Park. Joe Boyle's goal in the first half gave Donegal a lifeline as they had trailed by 6 just before the break. Then, with 3 minutes to go, Tipperary native Davin Flynn and Richie Ryan fired in goals just 30 seconds apart as Mickey McCann's side claimed a historic third Nicky Rackard Cup success. In 2013, they'd beaten Roscommon, and they beat Warwickshire in 2018. So a fourth All-Ireland success for the Donegal Hurlers, their third Nicky Rackard title, a great year for them. And in the league, let's not forget that, Donegal will now look forward to playing in Division 2B of the Hurling League next season after they defeated Armagh in their Division 3A playoff final. 118 to 19 points was the score in that one. Jerry Gilmore with a goal in the second minute of the game, helping Donegal go in leading 110 to 7 points at half time, and they held on. So a great year for the Donegal Hurlers, and after the Nicky Rackard Cup win at GA headquarters, Mickey McCann was understandably delighted.
Couldn't be prouder of them, Tom. I didn't look good after 20 minutes. The first water break, we couldn't wait to get them in. You know, Mayo looked very busy, and our boys, maybe a wee bit of occasion, got to them. And we're worried, and our two, Stephen Gillespie was booked, and Gavin Brown, two of our full back nights. So very, very worried, Tom. But look, we got them in at half time. We kind of settled a bit in the second quarter, got in at half time, and we knew then we had turned maybe 6 points around on Mayo. So there was holes there to be hurt, and they had weak links. And we maybe got our puck out started a wee bit better. We let them go short a bit, and they're hurting us. But that. But got things organised. And the main thing, Tom, I started getting breaking ball and working hard for one another, and it paid off. We asked questions of Mayo. We said if we get anywhere near them, nobody else has, you know, and put them in a position that they haven't been in through the competition. And that was our aim. And we got back to 1 or 2 point game. Yeah. Mayo started panicking a wee bit then, you know.
Joe's goal and the couple of points before half time were good scores, big scores.
The goal was vital, you know. We were probably 8-9 down, you know. That brought back to 5, and we kicked. Maybe got a couple of frees and got another 3 points down, and probably going to shoot him going 1 point down. We had a good chance ourselves, and we got turned over and ended up going over our bar. So look, 3 points down, we knew we were well in the game, Tom. And when we got out and got the lead, you know, I don't think they took a lead after that. Yeah. They got our level, but we kept our noses in front.
Sometimes, you know, it's not all about hurling, or it's not all about football or style. It's just about rolling up the sleeves, getting in, winning the dirty ball, and hitting the getting the hard tackles in.
Yeah, and that was the difference as breaking ball. Tom midfield, any time it touched the sod, we used to as well be the first body in around it, and that's the way it worked in the second half, you know. It's a great shift, and look, you have to be very proud of them boys, because Mayo's a team we haven't beaten in a long time. And if we're looking to progress and move things forward, we don't go hurling. That's the teams you got to be beating, you know. And they're down in our Division 2B next year too. So look, I can show you that we're going to have a game like that every week. It's only going to help you one way, you know, is go forward.
But a good feeling at the end of a very successful year, 3A champions now, Nicky, record for the third time. Mm. You know, look, you really have something to look forward to now.
Yes, and the downside of the day, there's no promotion to the Christy Ring, which is something we've been dying to get back up, because the last time we were up, we were missing a few bodies and injuries, and feel we can compete there and prove that today. So that's the only thing about it. But it gives you a strong Nicky Raggard again next year. Mayo's in it again, so it'll not be easy one or thing. But the aim is now to maybe stay in Division 2B, Tom, for a year or two and get up to the Christy Ring. And, you know. But great commitment from the players. And
unfortunately, cannot really have a big celebration.
No celebrations, Tom. It'll be a quiet one. They make it one or two.
There'll be good satisfaction going down the road at the same time.
Exactly. Look, that's a long run from Dublin. We've been here before, leaving Croke Park empty-handed, but when you use a cup, you don't need drink or anything else. The form will be good.
So, Mickey McCann there speaking to Tom Comack. Donegal hurling very much on the up, and both at county level and also at club level. Great to see the game spreading with more and more people becoming involved.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Jeremy's going to join us again, because Jeremy became our under-20s commentator in the early part of the year. He was joined by Gary McDade. Not alone did they have to deal, of course, with commentating on the game, they also had to deal with the elements. Jeremy, I remember getting a phone call for you. It was the first game against Monaghan in Ballyshannon. What was the name of the field across from Father Tierney Park again?
Yeah, Mundy's Field.
Mundy's Field, yeah. That's it, Mundy's Field. You got absolutely drenched. You were flooded out of a trees.
Do you know what, Ashin? That was a weekend of horrible weather up here in the northwest. I think the game was originally fixed for McCool Park in Balbuffet. It was switched to Mundy's Field on a Saturday afternoon, and we went up the road. We were foundered in the car, never mind landing at the ground, but the conditions were absolutely atrocious. We were in the back of the trailer of a lorry, and in fairness to the Arua club, they did their best to have the facilities in good condition. It was okay for the supporters, but reporting on the game, Oisín, you sent up the commentary equipment with us. It was flooded out. We couldn't use it. We had to go with plan B, which was the mobile phones, and even at that it was difficult, Oisín, because the wind and the rain and hail was blowing in on us, and we couldn't at one stage that we couldn't even write down the scores as they were happening. Anyway, match went on.
You went to Lavey after that then as well, didn't you?
It was a wee bit better in Lavey the following Saturday, but it wasn't much better, put it that way. We were foundered up there as well. There was welcome cup of tea before the game and soup at half time, so that went down well. It went down a treat. The win over Monaghan, though, in the first game, in all fairness, Oisín, Monaghan were big favourites to put it up to Tyrone in Ulster this year at under 20 level, and I think Donegal were definitely helped by the conditions in Ballyshannon that day. They got the win over Monaghan, got them into a semi-final where they met Down in Lavey in South Derry, and came through that one as well. A difficult test for Sean Paul Barrett's side, but they had the players and the experience to get over the line and qualify for an Ulster final. where they met Tyrone, and that game, the matches were played weekend after each other, so third weekend in a row, third big game in a row for Donegal. And in a low scoring first half, it was Tyrone who led that one by 4-3 at half time. Then Tyrone, they just got themselves going in the second half, and they got a goal 18 minutes into the second half. Derek Canavan, the man that scored that one. Donegal battled back, got three of the last 4 points, but it was Tyrone who held on to defend their Ulster title. After the game, Sean Paul Baird, as you can understand, disappointed at the result.
Hugely disappointed. You come to an Ulster final, you want to give a good account of yourself. Obviously, you want to win. Win finals are about winning. That's what we're here for. That's what the job we came intended to do. That's what we prepared for the last number of months. And it just didn't happen for us today.
Yeah, a very, very low scoring first half. It was a very close first half, evenly matched. I'm sure you were happy going in at halftime, just a point behind, given the strong wind out there in that first half.
Yeah, well, I suppose the scoreline at the halftime, it was 3-2 or something like that. There was only a point in it, like, you know. And happy, well, I didn't think we performed well enough. I thought we had chances that we didn't take, but I thought we controlled the game in the first half, particularly against the elements and the strong wind that we were playing against. But in saying that there, we kind of rejigged at halftime to try to get composure. We talked about what we did, and we talked about upping our performance by at least 10-20%. And at the start of the second half, that's the way we started off. We started off with good composure. We scored two great points, Aaron Doherty, and I don't remember who scored the second point, but it was Keelan McBrady, possibly. Yeah. But again, two long range points, and they were great scores. But we should have pushed on from then. And then we got a black card, which was hugely disappointing. And the way we reacted after the black card, in our performance, we conceded 1-2 in that 10-minute period that Oisin was off the field. It's very hard to claw back that there, particularly against Tyrone. And today, there is no excuses. We didn't perform well enough to win the game.
Yeah.
We had it within us. We had the ability. They had the skills. They had the drive. They had the work rate done. But today, we just didn't perform.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make excuses for that.
Yeah, Donegal under 20 manager Sean Paul Baird, and of course the job was recently advertised following the confirmation of the fixtures for next year, and I'm sure Sean Paul will have his name in the ring once again after reaching an Ulster final and just being pipped at the end by Tyrone. Let's go to the club football, Dermot, and 2021 could see the Donegal senior champions crowned twice, given the fact that all went on with COVID and matches being postponed and different cases reported, be it a county and club level, and it was just held up. And Donegal, very, very unfortunate that the pin was then pulled, and we still don't have senior champions for 2021, which must be really, really frustrating if you're part of the Kilcare and the Neve Connell panels.
Yeah, you can only imagine what it's like for the players involved there and the management teams. You know, so, so frustrating, because it's dragging on and dragging on, isn't it, Oisin? They're talking about, well, it had been penciled in for the Easter weekend, as far as I know. And then there was talk then when the changes and the restrictions were eased that they might be able to get it played around Christmas, New Year, but that hasn't happened either. So it's still all up in the air, and it's just such a disappointing end to the 2020 Club Championship campaign at senior level. And of course, you know, at all levels this year here in Donegal, it was so different for everybody involved, Oisin. Supporters were allowed in to watch the games at the start, restricted numbers. I think one of the first games that I reported on this year at club level was St Union's against St Mary's of Convoy. That was in the newly structured league format, where they were trying to regionalise the competitions so that clubs wouldn't have too far to travel for matches, etc. And there were supporters allowed there that night. And I remember speaking to the chairman of the Convoy Club, who was explaining how they managed to get tickets out to supporters and club members, but the feeling was that they would have had far more people there that night for what was a huge big night, or a huge night for the Convoy Club, playing against the senior club in St Union's in Letterkenny. That doesn't happen all too often in these times, and it was a big night for them. They enjoyed it, but of course they went on to enjoy much more success at junior level. St Mary's Convoy, the standout team this year, winning the county championship in Donegal, defeating Letterkenny Gaels in the final, and Éirí Ballyshannon were crowned round winners and intermediate level, and deservedly so as well.
Yeah, and the hurling front, Satanta were crowned senior champions, and Cairn Donna won a very, very exciting junior title, beating Dunlow in the final, while Slochneil were back as kingpins in Derry, and Clark's Dungannon, their long wait for a senior title in Tyrone, was over as they won the O'Neill Cup as well. It certainly was exciting in the club championship, going week on week to see how the championships progressed. Some of the big teams falling early on. It was all, of course, based around COVID and how quick they had to run off the championships. But it was great to see club football certainly making the headlines right across the northwest. But unfortunately, from a Donegal point of view, we're still, of course, waiting on champions to be crowned. In the Sigerson Cup, under the guidance of manager Michael Murphy, Donegal, under the LYIT banner, reached a first ever semi-final of the senior third level colleges competition. They lost out to Carlow IT by just a goal in Inishkeen in Monaghan. 2-9 to 1-9 was how it finished. They did, of course, have wins over Sligo and Athlone to reach the last four, but it was a brilliant run in the Sigerson for the LYIT. The first time they've ever got that far in the competition. I think it was only their second ever time to actually play at Sigerson level, and it's just unfortunate now that they can't get back into sort of building that momentum, because we understand they have added a couple of players into the college as well who are really, really seriously calibre footballers, so they are really talented footballers, but it looks like there may not be any third level football come 2021. And not forgetting about the ladies, a disappointing year for Maxie Kern's side as they lost out in their All-Ireland Senior Championship, going down to Dublin in their opening game, 2-13 to 2-10 after a gallant second half performance by Donegal, but they just couldn't get close enough to the eventual All-Ireland champions. Dublin, of course, winning, just like their men, they've been the dominant force in ladies football, winning four in a row. It was a small group, just three teams in it, and Donegal were relying then on Waterford to beat Dublin if Donegal was to stand any chance. But I think on the night at Parnell Park, when Donegal lost out to Dublin, Maxie Kern sort of knew that night that was it, done and dusted. After the game, he gave his reaction to Kevin Egan.
Maxie, he lost out by 3 points, and probably one of the oddest goals we've ever seen, whether it was Halloween ghosts or whatever it was, deflected it in. That was simply the difference, really.
Well, it was, you know, because we had the momentum at that stage. We know we had got it down to that point, I think, and you know, we were working our way back into the game, and look, them's the breaks you get, you know, that's the rub of the green, and that we didn't have, and I don't think this team has had it at any stage, you know, of my time involved, really. And but look, hats off to Dublin. You know, they're a very good team, and they aren't all Ireland champions 3 years running for nothing.
Damage done by only scoring 1-2 in the first half.
I think so, yeah. You know, we probably were too slow out of the blocks, and you know, it probably took us a wee bit to get set. But listen, Dublin were very good in that first half, and they countered very well, they defended very well, and they got a great goal. And you know, I think that was the difference ultimately.
Donegal ladies manager Maxie Kern. Just a note on the ladies club championship, Glenn Finn reclaimed the senior title after they defeated Termon quite convincingly. 7-7 to 2-10 was how it finished. Yvonne Boner was the star of the show for Glenn Finn as they regained that senior titles, and St Noll's were crowned intermediate champions as well. Jeremy's going to wrap up our Gaelic game section.
Yeah, I think it's important as well, Oisin, just to acknowledge the role that GAA clubs played within their local communities during 2020, when we were all experiencing this COVID-19 pandemic. The clubs really stepped up to the mark, volunteers getting involved and doing their bit for their local community. St Union's GAA club, that was the base for the test centre here in the Letterkenny area for much of the year. So, you know, it's important to mention all that. And remember, the clubs themselves, fielding teams at various levels, at underage right up to senior level, never mind the county setup, Oisin. And it was so, so different for all those clubs this year, and for the management teams and for the players. There were COVID-19 officers at all clubs. They had to follow strict guidelines. You were going to trainings where the management teams had to disinfect the footballs after training and disinfect the slitters. Also different, But at least there was football played for the vast majority of those two teams. Okay, some competitions didn't get up and running. Some competitions were taking place and then had to be stopped because the restrictions changed and there were we were moved on to a new level. But listen, fair play to everybody involved, and let's hope in 2021 we can get back to what we were used to beforehand.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully that is not too far away, Chairman. Okay, we're going to go for a commercial break, but up next in our sports review of the year, we're going to turn our attention to athletics, and we will be joined by the Donegal Senior Female Athlete of the Year live on the programme. That's Anne-Marie McGlynn after these.